Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, on this Thursday morning, Thursday the 12th of May, this month of May is Better Speech and Hearing Month. That's why we wanted to talk with Dr. Lisa Bond over at Advanced Audiology Services in Marysville. She's on the line with us right now. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
I love talking about hearing aid technology because it's so amazing. All the technology that we use on a day-to-day basis and kind of take for granted is really integrated with today's hearing aid devices.
Oh, absolutely. It's getting a little confusing because we see so much of a gray area now between use of all of our electronics in conjunction with amplified devices, whether that be, you know, ear buds, AirPods, and traditional hearing aids.
EarPods are just, you know, the latest, innovation in transportable sound, basically, or, you know, earphones like I'm wearing right now. Those can be great to use, but they can also be abused, can't they?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, especially with the volume of sound.
Mm-hmm.
We often think of volume as equating to allowing us to hear better, which is its primary goal, but you walk a fine line between over-amplifying and now causing some additional hearing loss.
And let's talk a little bit about hearing loss. I want to talk about hearing aid technology, but one of the things that we can all do, and this is a good month to kind of put the light on that, because it is Better Speech and Hearing Month. But there are things that we do that we may not even realize are hurting our hearing.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, everyday things that we're exposed to. It could be, you know, something as simple as going out and mowing the yard, because most of us have already gotten that first mow in or had someone come and do that for us. And, you know, that is actually, mowers are at a dangerous level. We're trying to educate individuals to just protect your hearing whenever you're around those types of devices. Or maybe invest in, say, an electric mower. If you have a small yard, you can do that. We're trying to go over to some of those devices, not just for being a little more, quote, green, but less noise.
Yeah.
And we kind of take that for granted when we have to do those different activities on a weekly basis. So just trying to think a little bit more about our ears and our overall health and how we need to be more conscious of what we're exposing ourselves to. Finding some more quiet space is, you know, just in general a great idea.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think a lot of times people think, well, I'm not using the mower for long. It only takes me a half hour to mow the lawn. But, I mean, it doesn't matter. Even a small amount of time can still do some damage, can't it?
Oh, yes, absolutely. You know, our threshold is to look for something, you know, 85 decibels or less, and most of our mowers are well over that. And wearing some type of hearing protection when we are doing those activities. Most of us, myself included, will, you know, put on my AirPods and go out to mow, but my rule of thumb is, you know, if I've got those on, I'll ask my husband real quick, can you hear my music?
Mm.
Because if he can, it's too loud. So I'm doing myself a disservice by thinking I'm protecting my ears and, in turn, introducing another type of very loud sound. So just wearing some earmuffs or even the foam earplugs, which I find a lot of individuals do not use properly. The goal to using those little earplugs, and you're welcome to stop in my office any day, Monday through Friday, and I will be happy to give you a set of those. But those foam earplugs, you need to really roll those down and get those compressed before you try to insert those in your ears. And then hold them in place as they slowly expand and essentially block off your ear canal so you get that protection.
Interesting. We're talking with Lisa Bont at Advanced Audiology Services in Marysville. Today's hearing aids are so different, even from hearing aids just a few years ago, aren't they?
Oh, my gosh. When I look back at where we began to where we are today, it is just unbelievable, the technology that we have available to us. People are still kind of putting their feet down saying, I'm not ready for this.
Mm-hmm.
My uncle never wore his. My dad always put his in the drawer. You don't have to do that. There's so much that can be adjusted on your hearing aids that are available today to make them more comfortable physically, but also in the way that you're hearing. A big misconception with hearing aids is you only need to wear them when you're out. And no, you need to wear your hearing aids daily, your waking moments, even to hear your environmental sounds to get accustomed to it. And if you're not getting accustomed to your hearing aids prescriptive settings, your audiologist can do a lot to make that more comfortable for you to hear the sounds you need to hear and set up realistic expectations for you.
I think people hear the word technology and it kind of scares them, but I mean, it's very user-friendly stuff, isn't it?
Oh, incredibly user-friendly, yes. I do see that currently the technology has so rapidly outpaced a lot of our patients' comfort level with technology that we're having to do a little bit more with them to get them comfortable using their smartphones before we start introducing their smartphone connectivity to their hearing aids. It can be a little overwhelming because we have just so rapidly changed in the way that our technology works to help us to hear better in different environments. And the use now of all these other electronic devices like our smartphones with or in conjunction with our hearing aids is kind of outpaced the knowledge level. So we're doing a lot of consulting essentially with our patients about using those devices on top of what their hearing aids can help them to do. Once they get comfortable with that, it opens up a world of difference to them. They can manage their phone calls better. They can personally adjust their hearing aids to levels that are more comfortable, more beneficial for them. And it's always about audibility and intelligibility. So by using today's technology, we have just a wealth of resources to work with them.
You mentioned this sort of gray area between, you know, today's, you know, AirPod, earbud type devices and hearing aids. Correct me if I'm wrong. Aren't today's hearing aids integrated with things like streaming audio? So if you're watching a movie or something like that, or watching videos on your phone, you can use your hearing aid to help hear those things.
Oh, absolutely. For a while now, we've had devices that each hearing aid manufacturer has produced to help you to stream into your hearing aids different audio, whether that be the television or even your partner's voice. And those devices, I call them tools. Those extra tools can really help you to understand in a more difficult environment. TV, by far, is one of the most difficult mediums for patients to hear. Mm-hmm. And I talk a lot about that with my patients. Dialogue is often buried beneath a lot of extraneous sound on television programming today, and it gets muddled. Now you put an individual with a hearing impairment in front of that kind of medium, and they really struggle. The best way for that individual to understand and enjoy their programming would be to use another device that would be paired to their TV, to their hearing aids, and allow that direct streaming. It improves the intelligibility of that programming so much more. Patients are ecstatic when they finally take that next step. It's a tool. There's an additional cost to it, but it's well worth it. And I tell patients, think about Mother's Day, Father's Day, your birthday, Christmas. Tell your family, hey, I'd really like to try this. You know, is this something that I can ask, you know, you guys to chip in and help me with? Or sometimes we'll have, you know, a particular special, and I'll introduce patients to some of those devices, because direct streaming into the hearing aid is the best way to understand any type of dialogue, even be it music. They love it, and it can be as simple as using a smartphone like an iPhone or a Galaxy S20, using their smartphone to stream their phone calls. Much better intelligibility when you have two ears versus one ear.
Yeah.
And that just really improves their overall quality of life.
Yeah. I have an older friend, a former neighbor. So about a year ago, he had just gotten a new hearing aid, and he said, I've got my first smartphone. He said, I never talked on the phone before because of my hearing impairment. Now I can talk on the phone. I use my smartphone for my hearing aid. It's pretty amazing.
It is. It is. It's a little overwhelming. Again,
yeah.
we've made that transition to all these this new technology very quickly, and for the vast majority of my clientele, they're having to learn that. Now we're throwing these new hearing aids at them, and Stephanie and I are very good at helping them to navigate that gray area between how does this work with my hearing aids? How can I use this to my advantage? And it does. It opens up their life again.
Yeah, I mentioned that this month is Better Speech and Hearing Month. Lisa, what do you most want people to know about their hearing health, about audiology during Better Speech and Hearing Month?
Well, I would say, first of all, seek your guidance from a licensed professional. Don't trust your neighbor's cousin who tells you about how to remove wax from your ears, how to work with your hearing aids. Trust the professional. We have been educated. As audiologists, we take a medical view of your hearing impairment, your balance issues, your tinnitus issues. We can provide you with some tools and guidance as to how to manage that. As a audiologist and a medical professional, I talk to patients about their overall health. Take care of yourself. Overall, better health equates to better hearing. Get that baseline early. If that's at 30, that would be ideal. If it's at 75 and you've never had that test, get that baseline. But take care of yourself. Refrain from, say, tobacco use. Tobacco has a much higher incidence of hearing loss associated with it. By far, about 70% of the people that use tobacco in some form have hearing loss. So looking at your overall health, making better choices about what you're putting in and exposing your body to will help your health. So as that medical professional, I'm saying take a bigger picture. Don't think just about the ears. Think about the overall health. And if you can manage your hearing impairment, the sooner the better. You can stave off some of those what we call comorbidities to hearing problems, which is, you know, risk falls, which is dementia. All of that can be tied into just taking better care of ourselves. And we often think about our eyes as we start to lose our vision. You know, hearing loss can sometimes be kind of a quiet sensory loss because you're unaware of what you're missing. It's not until somebody generally says to you, well, you didn't hear that. That's not what I said. You know, sooner is better than later. The sooner you catch it, the better off you'll be. But just take good care of yourself and consult with your audiologist, your medical professionals.
Good advice. Absolutely. Good stuff for us all to think about during this Better Speech and Hearing Month. Lisa, great to talk to you. I appreciate you giving us a few minutes of your time today.
Well, thanks so much, Paul. I appreciate you giving me your time. I really do appreciate it, and I hope that patients will give us a call or a shout-out or just stop in and introduce themselves and truly protect your hearing. You know, May is Better Speech and Hearing Month, and really it should look at all communication needs. I can just help you with your hearing, but I can certainly direct you to other professionals that can help you in all communicative needs. So I'm glad you gave me this time.
Thank you so much. Take care. Have a great day.
Thanks. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.